Hello, this is Tony Bardock of the Pointed Sticks, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Hello, you're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, and this is a weekly punk rock show, We All Fall Down. My name is Tim, and welcome to the show, my friends. Today is a very, very exciting show, and probably the biggest show since I've started doing We All Fall Down a couple years ago. The reason for that is that today I have two very special guests and two very big names in today's punk rock scene. Both guests, there will be two separate interviews, and they will be taking place over the telephone line. The first interview will be with Chris Creswell, the guitarist and singer of the Canadian band Flatliners. The regular listeners of the show know that that's my favorite Canadian band. And the Flatliners are playing tonight at the Media Club. April 19th is tonight, and the band is playing The Waster from Winnipeg and Precursor. That's a new band from Vancouver, British Columbia. So we will be talking to Chris probably in 5-7 minutes, and that is the reason why I played their song called July August Rena from their second studio album The Great Awake. In the second half of the event of the show, we will be talking to Frank Turner, a legend, not legendary yet, but legendary in the future, a singer-songwriter, a folk punk rock musician from England. Frank Turner, he just recently played a headlining show at the Wembley Stadium, and this Monday, April 23rd, Frank Turner will be performing at the venue club on Granville Street. So all the way from Wembley, the biggest, one of the biggest venues in the world, to play in Vancouver, British Columbia venue. On this Monday. So we will be talking to Frank in the second half of the show. While we'll talk about the Wembley performance we just happened last Friday, and it was probably the biggest show Frank ever done in his life, and we'll talk a little bit about that. And we obviously will listen to some music by Frank Turner from his brilliant new album England Keep My Bones. But for now, let's start with the Flatliners. I would like to play a couple of songs from the band's new studio album called Cavalcade, which came out 2 years ago on Fat Records. And let's start with the song which is called Carry the Banner. Probably one of my favorite songs on the record. That's the second track. And then we'll probably hear another maybe one or two tracks. And then we'll talk to Chris Craswell, who is the guitarist and singer from the band The Flatliners, which is performing tonight at the Media Club. And I will be there, and I'm super excited for the show. But for now, this is The Flatliners. That carry the banner from their album Cavalcade.
You said it. I'm trying to waste, but you can't bleed this out.
Hello, you're listening to the radio show So We All Fall Down on radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. We just heard two beautiful songs by my favorite Canadian band called the Flatliners. We heard a song called Bleed and Carry the Banner, two songs from their last studio album, Cavalcade. And right now I have on air Chris Creswell, the guitarist and singer from the band Flatliners. Hello, my friend.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, very good. Thank you so much for finding time to talk to me, because I know you're right now on the road to Vancouver and you're in the mountains. Is that correct?
Yeah, I hope we don't get cut off. We're surrounded by mountains and trees, but I think we'll be okay. We're not too far from Vancouver right now.
Okay, so welcome to Vancouver, British Columbia, almost.
Almost. Thanks, man. We're excited to get back there.
Let's start. According to the way too many resources that I heard from, you guys are working on the new songs, and I'm super excited about that, because as you know, the Flatliners are my favorite Canadian band, so I'm excited to hear new music from my favorite Canadian band. So could you please elaborate a little bit on your new songs? When can we hear? What's the plan?
Sure, man. To be honest, there's no solid plan. there rarely is, to be honest. But we've been writing a lot since, I guess probably since we were touring a lot on Cavalcade. There were a couple ideas kicking around. And then when usually we find a good chunk of time at home, we get together and write a whole bunch. And we tend to write in spurts, too, I guess, kind of. So we got a lot of new songs. In the next few months, we won't be able to record, though, just because our touring schedule is so back and forth with not too much time at home. So it'll be a little while still before we can record it. But, yeah, we're getting pretty excited. We've been playing a new song here and there on this tour as well. So it's been pretty well received, I think, so far. We're just excited to have some new stuff. Somewhat soon.
Are you going to play something new tonight at the Media Club?
I don't know. We'll see. Probably.
Talk to the guys and maybe you'll surprise us with something.
What's that?
Talk to the guys and maybe you can surprise us with something, with some new hit.
Yeah, I'll try my best, man. It's been really fun to play a new song every now and then. Not every show, but every so often. It's been exciting to bust it out.
Yeah, pull some strings, please.
I'll try my best. I know a guy.
You know, musically, I've been following the Flatliners for the past 10 years, and the band has been evolving over the 10 years. You now have several drafts of your new songs. Can we hear some new surprises again with, you know, the band growing and, you know, evolving, as I said?
I don't know. I mean, like, for us, it's more of a
growth. Oh. Hello? Chris the Mountains. Oh. Hello?
I can hear you.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, because the reception is not very good. It's probably the gods of the mountains. Okay, now it's getting better. Okay, try to...
Okay, cool. All right, sweet. So, yeah, the process with us is far more gradual, I think, than anyone else. You know, I feel like a fan of a band, I was kind of pitching people to the band. I was the band. And basically, you know, like, just preparing music for other people to hear, and then... time has already passed, so by the time a fan of the band hears it, or anyone in general outside of the band members hear it, you know, that song to the band members is already so old, so to speak. So with us, it's awesome to hear from people that they see a natural progression for the band and everything so far with everything we've done, and I hope we've been able to continue that with the new songs. But to be honest, everything we've ever written and done kind of seems like us anyways, because it's us doing it. That just sounds kind of cliche, but so I don't know. I mean, we'll just have to wait and see what other people think about it.
No, for real, you know, because you're a little bit change of style. Like, it's not a big change, but, you know, for me it was interesting because as I see musicians, and especially you growing up on each album, you know, your music tastes change your... you know, your life views change, and like it's you know, it makes sense. So I'm really excited to hear something new from you guys. And
awesome.
You for the three records you've been working this Steve Rezun. Are you planning to work with him again for the new record?
To be honest, like I said, there's no plan as far as that stage of the process goes. So I can't even really say right now. To be honest, we're just kind of still writing songs and feeling it out, and then hopefully in a few months we'll be able to record it in some way, shape, or form.
Okay, I'm a little bit early to those questions, I guess. I'm a little bit early to those types of questions. Like, who are you?
I mean, it's probably not further off than I make it seem, but it's just right now we're kind of in tour mode, and then it's for the next, like I said, the next few months we're kind of on tour for a few weeks and on a few weeks and on tour for a few weeks and really back and forth. So we just have to find a good chunk of time to get down and get to work, really. That's all it is.
Yeah, talking about touring, because the last time we spoke about a year ago, and you just confirmed that you're going to Russia, and I know that you went, and I know that it was a huge success, because from my friends, I heard it was the best show of the year, especially the first one in Moscow. I know that you started your introduction to Russia with Pain of the Cups. How was the rest of the trip?
Yeah, it was a very interesting way to start our trip in Russia. The rest of the week was great. It was a really fun time. The shows were awesome. Playing out of like the craziest amps, like the smallest, tiniest amps, which is hilarious. But like, it was great. Like, the kids went off, and everyone showed us a lot of love and support, and we felt very welcome there. And we had a really good guy, Vladimir Baranov, showing us around. He's a great, great dude. He kept us in such good spirits, and he was a lot of fun to spend time with. And it was really cool. One of my favorite parts about it, personally, was being able to travel by train over there, because we always travel by van, even if we, you know, go on tour in Europe or sometimes, I guess, when we went to Australia, we're in a van half the time and stuff like that. And obviously, always in North America, we're in the van. But that, on that tour, we had like our guitars. Paul had his cymbals and his snare drum, and we had like a bag of merch and our own bags. We would just lug it into a train every night after the show. And I remember there was one show. I think it was we almost missed the train after the show because it was booked like really, really, really close to our set time, and the show ran late. So we took four separate taxis there, and we all got on the train in the nick of time. It was amazing, and it was exciting. It was definitely very unlike any tour we'd done so far, and it was really fun, and it just kind of opened our eyes to the fact that there are so many places in the world we've like never been to, which is awesome. And some of them are more of a challenge to visit and make that happen, and then others, you know, which is exciting.
Yeah, that story about the trains, it really reminds me about the backstage passport, how NoFX, they were loading the same way.
Oh, totally, yeah.
Yeah.
When they have like 30 seconds or whatever to get 30 pieces onto the train or whatever, yeah. So luckily we didn't have that much stuff. But yeah, it was definitely interesting. It was a lot of fun, and it was quite an experience.
And, you know, one of the very last questions, I always like to ask that question in the end of the interviews, and you know that you're a fan of your music yourself, and what are the recent bands and albums you've been really into? Because I remember reading your tweets, and in Nelson, BC, you were looking for the new Cancer Bats album. We were able to find it and check it out.
Yeah, I looked up a record store online, but there wasn't much around that area. But I'm really, really excited to hear that new Cancer Bats record. I've heard it's amazing, which I don't doubt. We played with a really cool band the other night in Calgary called Sabretooth. They're pretty awesome, and I got their record from them, and it's pretty cool. Otherwise, I guess tour. What have we been listening to recently? We actually just listened to the two new Hot Water Music songs, which are awesome, and. I mean, there's no surprise there, really. And then we listen to the new Joyce Manor record a lot. I think it's pretty cool. What else? I don't know. I have an awful short-term memory, even with music I listened to the day before.
Do you mean the new Joyce Manor, the brand new one, or the last year's one?
No, it came out last week or coming out next week or something like that. It's great. Yeah, the brand new one.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, thank you so much for finding time from the mountains to talk to CITR, and we all fall down.
No problem. Thanks for having me. Sorry the mountains interfered for a little bit there, man. But we'll see you tonight at the show.
Yeah, thank you so much, and I'll see you tonight.
Awesome. Cheers, man.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was the interview with Chris Creswell from the Flatliners, so my favorite Canadian band, as you know, and we heard some songs by them. Let's move on. In the second part of the show, we have scheduled the interview with Frank Turner, singer-songwriter, folk and punk rock musician from England. Last week, actually on Friday, he played probably one of his biggest show of his life at the Wembley. And this Monday, Frank is playing at the venue, just a small show. I think it's a really interesting transition. And I asked Frank in the interview, hopefully, the whole technical aspect of the interview will go very well. And for now, let's listen to a couple of songs by Frank Turner. Just to give you, if you don't know him, just to give you a little bit of, a taste to get a little bit of his music. I'd like to start with a song which is called A Eulogy. This is the opening track from his brand new album, studio album, England Keep My Bones, which was released last year. And then I play you probably one or two other songs. So let's listen. This is Frank Turner from England, and this is a song called Eulogy.
Right here, right 'Cause rock and roll, and I still believe in the saints. Yeah, in Jerry Lee and in Johnny and all the greats. I still believe in the sound that has the power to raise the temple and tear it down. And I still believe in the need for guitars and drums and desperate poetry. Something so small. Who'd have thought? After all, it's rock and roll. Forgive me, someone, for I have sinned, and I know not where I should begin. And some days it feels like you just can't win, no matter what you do or say. Things didn't kill me, but I don't feel stronger. Life is short, but it feels much longer. When you've lost the fight, yeah, you've lost that hunger to pull yourself through the day. But if ever I stray from the path I follow, take me down to the English Channel, throw me in where the water is shallow, and then drag me out back to shore. 'Cause love is free and life is cheap, and as long as I've got me a place to sleep, some clothes on my back, and some food to eat, then I can't ask for anything more. So come on, everybody, sing a 1, 2, 3, 4. So we all have secrets that we hold inside. Yeah, the worst little things that you never confide. And the worst one of all that you just can't hide is that you're never quite as strong as you sound. So I'm sorry, baby, for the times I've hurt you. Sorry, friends, for the times I desert you. Most days it feels like I don't deserve you, and I wonder that you're all still around. So if ever I stray from the path I follow, take me down to the English Channel, throw me in where the water is shallow, and then drag me out back to shore. 'Cause love is free and life is cheap, and as long as I got me a place to sleep, some clothes on my back and some food to eat, then I can't ask for anything more. So come on, everybody, sing a 1, 2, 3, 4. Straight and narrow, it wanders around like a drunken fellow. Some days it's hard for me to follow, but if you've got my back, I'll go on. If you've got my back, I'll go on.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. And this is a weekly punk rock show, We All Fall Down. And we just heard two songs by Frank Turner from UK, from his last studio album, England, Keep My Bones. And it was the songs If If ever I stray, I still believe in Eulogy. And I have Frank Turner on the line. Hello, Frank. Thank you so much for finding time to talking to me, and welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on the show. It's nice to be here.
First of all, to start the interview, I'd like to say a huge, huge congratulations to you on this fantastic performance at Wembley. I obviously wasn't there, but from what I have read, heard, and saw on YouTube, it was a fantastic show. Congratulations.
Thanks very much, man. Yeah, it was a crazy, crazy evening. We had about 10,000 people into the show, and it was something that me and my band and my crew worked on for a really, really long time, and it all went off exactly as planned. And to be honest, it was a bit surreal. We kind of got off stage and then sort of were like, well, okay, well, that happened. But no, it was a triumphant evening.
When I was getting ready for the interview, I read your I saw the small clip of you talking to New Musical Express, and I found a very interesting thing you said. That you said, of course, there's a huge pre-production, the huge show, it's Wembley, but at the same time, it's another gig for you. It's a gig for your band. I understand that's for the band, as Frank Turner as a band. That was probably the biggest show you ever played. But for you emotionally, was it the biggest show you ever performed?
Yes, it was. The reason I'm kind of slightly hesitant in saying it is just because it's, you know, every single time that I get up on a stage, whether it's with my band or on my own or in front of 5 people or 10,000 people or whatever, you know, I'm always doing my best to try and play the best show that I can. And then on some levels, that's what we did at Wembley as well. You know, we tried to just do our job as best we can. Obviously, you know, I've played to bigger crowds, but never as the headliner act. And it's so kind of massively beyond what I ever expected to achieve with playing music. But it was definitely a massively special evening.
Yeah, I read lots of reviews, and one of the interesting thing was that between the end of the main set and the encore, you got the date of the show tattooed on your arm, and this process was televised to the audience, and that date goes right beside the other date, June 19th, 2010, which is the date when you first played Wembley opening for Green Day. Matt Hunt, the tattoo artist who did that for you, he said it was not the easiest tattoo ever because it was dark, you were sweaty, and it had to be quick. Could you please explain a little bit about this story? How did you come up with this idea, and why it is important for you to have those two dates with you forever?
I got the first tattoo I got done. We opened for Wembley, opened for Green Day at Wembley Stadium, which is next door to the arena, which is like 90,000 people, and it was a huge, huge show. And after the gig, they had a tattooist backstage, and I got Wembley and the date done on my arm. And my own sort of headline show at the arena sort of came together, you know, I knew I wanted to get the other date added on there. There's kind of room for it, and it just sort of seemed fitting, you know, and a closing of a circle in a way. And then I was thinking about it, and, you know, the whole thing was kind of planning the show at Wembley, and the production was trying to think of ways of kind of making it special and that kind of thing. And I thought to myself, well, I'm going to get that tattoo done. Why not get it done during the actual show? Initially, I was trying to persuade Matt to come out and actually do it on stage. But he said that he wasn't up for that at all. So we did it in the backstage with a camera running up to the screen. But, it's a very small and simple tattoo, and he did a great job. So I'm very happy with it.
I'm really excited to watch the DVD version of that show to see how it was, you know, backstage. And I'm sure it's an interesting 2 minutes of your life.
Yeah. It's slightly painful 2 minutes of my life, but yeah.
Let's switch back from the biggest show of your life, playing the Wembley. You're now on the road in Canada, shows in Canada, playing like smaller venues, pubs, and driving with your bandmates in the van. That's a big change for you, you know, in 3 days.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, in a way, I don't actually have my band with me right now. I'm just playing completely solo right now. It's just me and my acoustic guitar, sort of in the old-fashioned way how it was when I started out. And I'm opening up for Joel Plaskett here, which is great. Joel's fantastic, and his music's great, and he's a lovely guy. And to be honest, I actually really wanted to do something like this straight after Wembley because, you know, I was thinking to myself, what do you do the day after you play Wembley, you know, and I didn't want to just kind of sit around in the UK kind of getting ideas above my station. So I thought that the thing I'd want to do most of all would be just to get back on the road and get back to work, doing the thing that I've been doing for the last however many years and just carry on doing what I do. And we had the first show was last night, and we got another one. I'm actually on my way to Edmonton right now. And I felt fantastic last night. Actually, it felt really, really good just getting up and doing the thing that I've been doing for years and doing it normal. You know, it's just, it's another day. It's another show.
Yeah, that's brilliant. You know, that's what I was really thinking, how you did that, and then you said it. It was just brilliant. You quickly mentioned that you're opening for Joel Plaskett, and I remember seeing your tweet messages, and you said that you were actually getting ready for touring with him and listening to his records. I think this is unbelievable. This is so awesome that you actually do that before touring with someone. Do you normally do that when you go on tour with someone? Do you get ready for the show?
Yeah, I try to. I mean, you know, I must admit there have been tours when I haven't kind of got around to it. But the interesting thing for me with Joel is that Joel's music is not all that well known in the UK. And when I got offered to do this tour opening for him, I must confess I didn't really know who he was and hadn't heard his stuff at all. And, you know, the sort of my booking agent or whoever said that it was a good idea to do and it was the right time and the right sort of thing. So I said yes. And then, yeah, I sort of sat down and decided to, you know, I thought I should find out more about Joel and about his music. And so bought a couple of records and was listening to them, and yeah, he's a fantastic songwriter, and based on one evening of knowing the guy last night, he's also really very nice as well.
Yeah, this is really, really nice to hear. And you know, probably the last question. I'm a huge football and like a soccer nerd, and it's not a very music related question. But you know, when I was getting ready to talk to you, I was trying to find out if you like any football, because in my mind, all the English people like football. But I found a thread on your forum page, and it turns out that you're not a very big fan, and the only fan you kind of the team you like is Arsenal, because and it's only because your dad is a big supporter of Gunners. Is that correct? Do you don't have the connection to the game, or is that right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm in a minority in the UK, but basically, to be honest, what it is when I was at school, when I was a kid, you were either kind of into sports and in particular into football, or you were into music and like underground music, like punk rock and that kind of thing. And it was a pretty kind of clear choice between punk rock and football for me when I was a kid. And I chose punk rock back then, and you know, and school being school, I sort of got some beatings for my choice from the kind of from the bigger boys and the cool kids who are all into football. And I sort of now feel duty bound to support that choice in my life and continue to be a footballist person. But it is also true that my dad grew up in Arsenal, so you know, he's that's his team, it's his local team and all that kind of thing. And he did, you know, he sort of gave me an Arsenal scarf when I was a kid, which I think I've still got somewhere. But it's not really, I'd much rather listen to kind of like Clash records than watch a football game myself.
This is brilliant. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for finding time, and thank you for talking. We're super excited to see you here in Vancouver at the venue on Monday. And thank you so much for finding time to talk to me.
I'm very much looking forward to being back in Vancouver again. I always have a good time.
Thank you. Have a good trip, and we're excited to see you here on Monday.
All right, take it easy, man.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah. Bye. That was Frank Turner from England. He is doing his small Canadian tour, and he is playing here in Vancouver, British Columbia on Monday, April 23rd. To give a little taste of Frank's live shows, because his energy is unbelievable. I'd like to play one of the tracks, which is from like a live version of the song. I don't normally like to play on the radio show live versions, because I prefer the studio versions. But this version, I think, really, really brings the energy that Frank, shows at his performances, at his concerts. So I'd like you to play a song called The Ballad of Me and My Friends. And this is a live version. So to give you a little taste of Frank Turner's performance live. So let's listen. This is Frank Turner, The Ballad of Me and My Friends.
Let's all sing this together. Everybody's got themselves a plan, and everybody thinks they'll be the man, including the girl. Who lack the friends to form a band? Singers, songwriters, the rest of us are DJs or official club photographers. And tonight I'm playing another Nambuka show. So I'm going through my phone book, texting everyone that I
station, take a fucking flight. We're going nowhere slowly, but we're seeing all the sights. Yes, I'm definitely going to hell, but I'll have all the best stories to tell.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Flaming Angels Boutique, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl, and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Bad Bird Events and CITR present the Main Street Vinyl Record Fair, Sunday, May 27th at a new venue, the Cambrian Hall on 17th and Main. The Main Street Vinyl Record Fair, now bigger, brighter, and with more records than ever before. Featuring music by the Knights of the Turntable and free with admission, the Vinyl Fair discount card. Get 10% off all vinyl purchases at participating record stores across Vancouver. The Main Street Vinyl Record Fair, Sunday, May 27th at the Cambrian Hall on 17th and Main. Go to www.vinylrecordfair.com or find us on Facebook for more information.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. This is a weekly punk rock show. We all fall down. We just did two interviews. The first interview was the Chris from the Flatliners, Cavalcade. That's the last studio album by the band. And the Flatliners are performing tonight at the Media Club. They are playing with Waster and Precursor. Waster, they are from Winnipeg, and Precursor, this is a new local band. A little bit after that, we talked to Frank Turner, singer-songwriter, the folk, punk rock musician from England. Frank did just a fantastic show at the Wembley Stadium, like Wembley Arena, not the stadium. And we heard a couple of songs from his last studio album, England Keep My Bones. And then I played you a song, The Ballad of Me and My Friends, which is I thought it was a live version, just to give you a little bit of taste of how does Frank sounds live. He is playing in Vancouver on April 21st on Monday. And but you know, there's two pretty big shows in several days. Tonight there is another show which I am super excited, and I won't be able to go because I'm going to see the Flatliners. But tonight the legendary Skatalites are playing in Vancouver. I'm a huge punk rock fan, but reggae music is my second love, and Skatalites is probably the most important band in the whole reggae ska, this whole Jamaican music scene. They were the musician on lots of hits, just as a backing band. They created lots of instrumentals which are hits still till today, and they're still touring. I think there's only one original member in the band, because the band started in the late 50s. That's when they met, and the band started playing. The first release was in the early 60s, I believe it was 1965. So the band has been around for 50 years, and they're still touring, and it's awesome. There is an original member who will be playing tonight in Vancouver. So I'd like you to play a couple songs by the Skatalites, because I'm a huge fan of reggae music and, you know, reggae and ska music, just to give you a taste and maybe give a little bit, you know, not hope for myself, but a little bit to help myself, to cheer me up that I'm not going to see them, because they're legends. So let's listen. I'd like you to play a couple tracks by the Skatalites, and this is a song called Guns of Navarone. Thank you. Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. And this is a weekly punk rock show, We All Fall Down. We just heard a couple of tracks by the legendary Scatolites from Jamaica, legendary ska band. The band is performing tonight in Vancouver. And I played you a song, Music Is My Occupation, and Guns of Navarone, the legendary hit by the Scatolites. Both songs, they were from the Guns of Navarone, the Best of the Scatolites compilation, which is probably one of my favorite reggae discs or albums of all time. There's probably like over 20 just fantastic ska instrumentals. That's it. That was it. That was a huge show. We had interviews with Chris from the Flatliners and Frank Turner. Frank Turner is playing at the Media Club on Monday, April 23rd, and the Flatliners performing tonight at the Media Club. If you like what you heard, you can check out the podcast on CITR.ca. I also have the blog called We All Fall Down, CITR.tumblr.com, and also the podcast are available on the Facebook page of We All Fall Down. I think you need just to search We All Fall Down CITR on them on in the Facebook, and also on iTunes. And I also have the Twitter page, which is Tima_Tsar, the Russian Tsar. So I guess that's the name of the thing. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. Inkstats up next, show about comics, and to finish, to wrap up things, I'd like to play you a song by the Flatliners, the band which is performing tonight at the Media Club, and I would like you to play a song called Count Your Bruises from their last album, and it was the last 7-inch band released last year. So let's listen. This is the Flatliners. They are playing tonight at the Media Club. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll talk to you and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye. Where the night can save your life.